大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we turn our attention to your word this morning,
天父，我们在这里用心聆听您的话语。
We thank you that you give it to us that we can read and understand.
我们感谢您给我们您的话语，我们可以读，我们可以理解。
Help us, Lord, prepare our hearts to learn and understand.
神啊，预备我们的心，让我们可以聆听理解您的话语。
That we may be good servants to you.
我们可以很好的侍奉您。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
用主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may have noticed an annual rite of spring this year.
那每年到春天的时候，大家可能会发现一种现象。
Every year, in the several weeks leading up to Easter weekend, magazines and newspapers appear on the newsstands containing articles attacking the truth of Christianity.
那每年在复活节之前的几个星期呢，我们都会发现报刊亭或者各处贩卖的报纸和杂志都有一些攻击基督教的文章。
It happens before Christmas also, but especially before Easter.
这种现象在圣诞节前也有，但是在复活节前更明显。
What these articles have in common is that they all feature skeptics who attack and deny the fundamental beliefs of Christianity.
那这些文章的共同之处呢？他们全都是由一些怀疑论者写的，他们攻击和否认基督教的真实性。
Especially, they attack the deity of Jesus and the resurrection from the dead.
他们特别的攻击耶稣基督的神性和他肉身的复活。
And they have to attack the resurrection because if Jesus rose from the dead, it would prove his claims to be true.
当然，他们要攻击耶稣基督肉体的复活，因为如果耶稣基督真的从死里复活了，那也就是证明他是神。
One skeptic, for example, actually says that Jesus was a street smart kid.
那有一个怀疑圣经的人说，他说耶稣基督也就是一个很有小聪明的人。
He was influenced by a roving Jewish fundamentalist teacher named John the Baptist.
他是被这个到处宣扬神天国之道的施洗约翰所影响。
And all he was teaching was fundamental Judaism.
他所讲的也就是正统的犹太教的学说。
Then he got off message, started teaching wacky things.
但忽然呢，他开始传讲一些很虚妄的事情。
And that got the authorities so worried that they killed him.
这样使官方对耶稣基督非常的担心，对他讲道非常担心，所以就把他抓起来，把他杀了。
The end.
那这个就是基督教的本质。
The supernatural stuff was just made up much later by people who didn't even know Jesus.
那些超自然的记载呢，是在耶稣基督之后那些不认识他的人编造出来的。
On this basis, the skeptics then tell us we should abandon the idea that Christianity is the one true faith.
所以怀疑圣经的这些人说，我们不应该承认圣经是唯一的真理。
Now there's nothing new here.
这并不是一种新的说法。
Ever since Christ came, people have been divided about him.
自从耶稣基督的到来，大家对他的认识就是大相径庭的。
Some believed and some didn't believe.
有一些人接受了他，有一些人不接受他。
And for hundreds of years, those who don't believe have been making the sort of claims we see in these magazines, trying to discredit Christianity.
那成百上千年来，这些不愿意接受耶稣基督是神的人呢，他们就做了各种各样的宣称，来否认耶稣基督的神性。
The question for us is, how should we respond to these claims?
那我们大家面临的问题就是，我们如何去回答这样的问题呢
？Now there's some Christians who actually say we should just ignore the claims.
有一些基督徒说啊，我们不用去理会他们。
They say the historical facts just don't matter.
历史事实无关轻重。
We live by faith, not by facts.
我们要有信心，我们不需要看事实。
But this is a flawed view of faith.
但这种想法很有问题。
Jesus never called us to blind faith.
耶稣基督从来没有叫我们盲目的相信他。
He was always willing to prove that who he was.
他总是愿意给我们证据，向我们指出来他到底是谁。
And that sets him apart from all other religious leaders.
这就使他跟其他的宗教领袖非常的不同。
Consider, for example, in Matthew 11.
那我们看一看马太福音的十一章。
John the Baptist was starting to wonder whether Jesus really was the Messiah after all or not.
施洗约翰这时候他开始怀疑耶稣基督是不是那个要来的救世主。
And he sent two disciples to Jesus to ask, are you really the one?
这时候施洗约翰派他的两个门徒去见耶稣基督说你是不是那个要来的人。
Jesus told those men, go and tell John the things which you hear and see.
耶稣回答说,你们回去把所见所闻告诉约翰。The
blind receive their sight and the lame walk.
就是瞎子看见,瘸子走路。Lepers
are cleansed and the deaf hear.
麻风病人得洁净,聋子听见。The
dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
死人复活,穷人听到福音。Look
at the miracles, said Jesus. Look at the things I'm doing.
耶稣基督说,看看这些神迹,看看我做了什么。
They are proof.
他是我对我的证据。
Jesus didn't say to John the Baptist, bad John, just believe.
耶稣基督没有说,你这个问题很不好,约翰,你就要相信我。
He pointed to proof.
他指出了证据。
To the Jewish leaders in John 5:36.
在约翰福音5:36,耶稣基督对犹太教的领袖说,
He said, the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me.
因为父交代我去完成的工作就是我现在所做的工作证明我是父差来的。In
fact, in John 10:37-38,
在约翰福音10:37-38节,
He said, if I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me.
耶稣基督说,如果我不做我父的事,你们不必信我。
But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him.
但如果我做了,你们纵然不信我,也应该相信我所做的事,这样你们就会知道,领悟父在我里面,我也在父里面。To
his own disciples, he said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
那在约翰福音14章11节,耶稣基督对他的门徒说,你们应当相信我在父里面,父也在我里面,即使你们不信,也应该因我所做的而信我。
That's John 14:11.
约翰福音14:11.
And of course, the greatest of all the works, the greatest proof he gave was his resurrection from the dead.
那当然他给的最大的证据就是他从死里面肉身复活了。Time
and again, Jesus pointed to this as his authentication.
一次又一次耶稣基督指向复活说这就是证明他是神子。Whatever
a person may fake while he's alive,
那不管你在活的时候撒什么样的谎,
he cannot fake anything after he's dead.
那你死了之后不可能再去撒谎了。
So if he rose from the dead, God certainly endorsed him.
如果他真从死里复活, 那神就是证明他是神子。
And God raised him from the dead.
那神把耶稣基督从死里复活了。
In Acts 1:8, we read that after his resurrection, he presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs.
那在《使徒行传1:3节》中，讲到耶稣基督复活后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。You
see, Jesus' identity was challenged even during his ministry on earth.
那耶稣基督即使在他行在地上行神迹做工的时候，也有很多人在攻击他。Some,
like Peter, said he was the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
那有一些像使徒彼得，他说耶稣基督。 是救世主,他是人子。And
like Thomas called him my Lord and my God.
那托马说,我的神,我的主。But
others thought he was simply a prophet or maybe just a good man.
但有其他的一些人认为他也许是一个先知,也许只是一个好人。But
others said he was a deceiver.
也有一些人说他是个撒谎的人。And
some even said he was demon-possessed.
那有些人甚至说他是被鬼附了。
And Jesus always responded to his challengers about his identity with facts and proof.
那耶稣基督对这些人总是指出事实，指出证据。Let
us respond to the skeptics in the same way.
那我们也应该对这些怀疑论者采取同样的态度。To
do this, we must first consider what the New Testament says about Jesus.
那如果要这样做，我们先要看一看新约福音是如何讲述耶稣基督的。First,
about the deity of Christ.
那第一点也就是耶稣基督的神性。The
skeptics flatly deny the deity of Christ. They admit he's a special man, but they say he is not God.
那怀疑圣经人他们会不接受耶稣基督的神性，他们承认他是一个人但不是神。
But the Bible in John 1:1 says the Word was with God and the Word was God.
但约翰福音一章一节就讲到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Titus 2:13 speaks of the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
提多书二章十三节讲到，期待那蒙福的盼望，以及我们那伟大的神，救主耶稣基督荣耀的显现。
There are many other references in the New Testament that make it clear that Jesus is God in the flesh.
圣经中还有很多其他的章节提到耶稣基督是道成肉身的神。
The skeptics say that Jesus does not represent or embody all of God, but embodies as much of God as can be in any person.
那怀疑圣经的人说，耶稣基督并不能完全展现神的荣耀，他可能有一部分与神相近的特色。
But the Bible says in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
但圣经说，这是因为神本性的一切丰盛完美都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
That's Colossians 2:9.
哥罗西书二章九节。
And in John 14:9, Jesus says, "He who has seen me has seen the Father."
约翰福音十四章九节，耶稣回答说，一个人看到了我，就是看到了父。
Second, about the resurrection.
关于耶稣基督的肉体复活。
One skeptic puts it this way.
还有一个怀疑论者的人说。
The body that Jesus was crucified with, dying and coming back and walking around the earth and then ascending into heaven, that doesn't make sense.
那耶稣基督的肉体受死复活又在地上行走，那这一切都讲不通。
It's not credible to me.
那我没有办法相信这个。
But the Bible says.
但是圣经说。
1 Corinthians 15:14-17:20.
哥林多前书十五章十四节、十七节、二十节。
If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain.
如果基督没有复活，我们传道就是虚空，你们相信也是虚空。
If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
如果基督没有复活，你们的信仰就是虚妄的，你们也仍然在自己的罪孽中。
But now Christ is risen from the dead.
但如今基督已经从死中复活。
Romans 10:9 makes it clear that belief in the resurrection is the benchmark for salvation.
那罗马说，罗马书的十章九节对我们讲到，相信耶稣基督肉体的复活是我们信仰的基准。
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你如果口里承认耶稣是主，心里相信。神使他从死里复活，就将得救。
So without the deity of Christ, without the resurrection, there is no Christianity.
那如果我们没有耶稣基督的神性，也没有他肉体的复活，那也就没有基督教了。
If the skeptics are right, we ought to abandon Christianity completely.
如果这些怀疑基督教的人是对的，那我们应该放弃我们的信仰了。
But the New Testament plainly contradicts everything the skeptics say.
但是我们新约圣经的教导和这些怀疑论者的观点是完全大相径庭的。
And so the question is, whom should we believe?
那现在的问题就是说，我们应该相信谁呢？
Skeptics or the New Testament?
怀疑论者还是我们新约的圣经？
Let's look at the facts.
让我们看一看事实。
Now the skeptics must undermine the reliability of the New Testament because if it's trustworthy, it's game over for them.
那怀疑论者当然他们一定要污蔑我们新约圣经的。事实这个证据，因为如果圣经是真的，那他们就没有戏唱了。
So first they have to claim that the gospel books were not written by the apostles, but were second-hand accounts.
所以这些人说，哦，圣经中的福音记载并不是使徒写的，是后来的一些人写的。
That's not true.
他们并不是真的呀。
Some of it was direct eyewitness testimony.
那很多圣经中的记载都是当时目击证人的眼见为实的记载。
The Apostle John in 1935, after describing the crucifixion, says, "And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe."
那这个门徒约翰在约翰福音十九章三十五节中讲到， 看见这事的那人做了见证，他们的见证是真实的，并且他知道他所说的是真实的，这是为了要你们也信。
We saw it in our first two readings this morning.
那我们今天早晨读经中的经文中。
Both John and Peter are affirming that they were there, they saw these things, they heard these things, they touched these things.
那彼得和约翰都说他们当时是目击耶稣基督做了这样的事情，他们在那儿，他们甚至于和耶稣基督有交流，他们也摸了耶稣基督。
They did not follow cunningly devised fables. They were there with him on the mountain when they heard the words of God.
他们并没有跟从一个谎言，他们当时和耶稣基督一起在山上，他们聆听耶稣基督的教诲。
The writers were eyewitnesses.
新约圣经的作者，他们是目击的证人。
What evidence do the skeptics offer to disprove this?
那这些怀疑论者有什么样的证据呢？
Nothing.
没有任何的证据。
Nothing at all.
他们没有任何证据。
So why should we believe the skeptics?
为什么我们要相信他们呢？
And the skeptics claim that the gospel books were written 50 or 60 years after Jesus' death to make it sound like it can't be trusted.
而且怀疑圣经的人还说，哦，这些福音书是在耶稣基督，受死之后五六十年才写的，不可以相信。
Now, so what if they were?
让我们想一想，即使说福音书是在耶稣基督受死之后五六十年写的，会有什么样的不同呢？
I can remember important stuff from 50 years ago myself.
那我们的牧师他可以清清楚楚地记得五十年前发生的一些事情。
I remember sitting there in 1969, 50 years ago, watching on TV Man Set Foot on the Moon for the first time.
还记得1969年当这个人类第一次登上月球成功的时候，他当时 在电视上看这个新闻。
I could write accurately about it.
他可以给大家写一写他当时的这个感受。
And I'm not that old.
他也不是很老。
My mom can accurately tell you about things well back into the war years, 75 years ago or more.
那牧师的母亲可以给大家讲述关于二战的时候发生的一些事情，那都是75年以前的事情了。
So it wouldn't matter if the gospel books were written 50 or 60 years after Jesus' death.
所以说即使是福音书是在耶稣基督受死之后五六十年写的，也不会有很大的影响对它的真实性。
But in point of fact, it's not even true.
但事实是这种说法并不正确。
The evidence that we have, which comes to us from numerous early Christian writers,
那我们有很多早期基督教学者他们所写的一些历史证据，
including the historian Eusebius，
包括当时的史学家 Eusebius，
and the so-called Family 35 Colophons，
还有当时有新约圣经的古经卷叫做 Family 35， 它的经卷提要。
It tells that Matthew wrote his gospel book a mere 8 years after Jesus' resurrection.
那这些学者通过他们的研究，他们的结论是马太福音是耶稣基督当时受死复活之后八年写的。
8 years from now, 2019, that's like remembering back to 2011. Any of you can remember 2011 important things?
那就好像我们现在记载2011年发生的事件，那是不是在座的我们有一些还会记得当年发生的一些重要事件呢？
I don't think that would be hard for most of us.
对我们来讲，这不应该是很难的一件事情。
Mark wrote his gospel book 10 years after the resurrection.
那马可福音是在耶稣基督复活后十年写的。
Luke 15 years after the resurrection.
路加福音是复活之后十五年写的。
John 32 years after.
约翰福音是主复活之后三十二年写的。
None of them was anywhere near to 50 or 60 years after.
没有一个是晚到了五六十年之后才写的。
It's an outright lie.
所以这些怀疑论者他们是在撒谎。
And again, one for which the skeptics offer no evidence.
那再一次他们证明了他们没有任何的证据来支持他们的论点。
And the key point here is that since the gospel was preached and written down within the lifetime of eyewitnesses, it would never have survived if it weren't true, because there would be eyewitnesses to contradict the claims.
所以大家要仔细地想一想，非常重要的一点就是说，如果当时的福音书是在有目击证人还健在的情况下写的，那如果它不是真的，那不可能存在到现在。
People would not give their lives for it.
人不会为谎言而死。
That was the point of our third reading this morning.
所以就是我们今天早晨读音的圣经的第三部分。
Paul, writing around the year 55, is telling people who are doubting the resurrection, who are doubting that Jesus rose, to check with the eyewitnesses.
那在保罗当时写这段经文是在公元后55年，他当时在请求这些听他讲经的人去跟当年的目击证人去求证。
He said, check with those people who actually saw the risen Jesus risen after he had died on the cross.
他说去跟那些当时亲眼看到耶稣基督复活的人去求证我所说的。
There were more than 500 people who saw the risen Jesus.
他告诉所有的这些听到的人，当时耶稣基督一次向500多位弟兄姐妹显现，其中有许多至今依然健在。
And Paul tells them the majority were still around at that time.
Yeah, 在那个时候，保罗说，很多当时目击耶稣基督复活的弟兄姐妹还健在。
So would these people have done what Paul said? Would they have checked with the eyewitnesses?
那大家认为当时听到的人会不会去跟这些目击证人求证呢？
Well, think about it. To believe in Jesus would mean you would face persecution and possibly even death.
那我们想一想，当时的历史时代，如果你做基督徒的话，你会被刑罚，而且甚至可能会丢掉你的生命。
So why would you believe?
那你会不会接受这个信仰呢？
Well, if it's true, if Jesus can actually give you eternal life, then you will believe, even if the price is persecution.
如果你认为并且相信耶稣基督确实可以给你一条永生的路，你就会去接受它。
But if it's not true, then of course you're not going to believe.
那如果你认为这一切都是虚假的，你当然不会冒生命的危险去接受这个信仰。
They will not be persecuted and perhaps killed for something that they know is a lie.
如果你知道这是一个谎言，你愿意为它受死吗？
And they're in a position where they can know for sure.
那当年的这些人，他们有机会去求证。
They can check with the eyewitnesses.
他们可以去找目击证人去求证。
So do you think they would have checked?
你认为他们会不会去求证呢？
Well, of course, certainly.
当然他们会这样做。
You'd have to be crazy not to.
如果你不这样做，那好像你就是很疯狂了。
And what would have happened to Christianity if they had checked? They went back to ask the eyewitnesses and there were no eyewitnesses. They all said, no, Paul's making this stuff up.
那如果当时这些人去求证，但他们得到的答复是，哦，这件事情没有发生，保罗只是在编造这样的事实。基督教当时会怎么样呢？
They reported back, this is a fake.
那他们会说这些全都是编出来的。
Nobody would believe it.
那没有人会相信基督教了。
Christianity would have died off immediately.
那这样子基督教当时就会死在摇篮里面。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, if there were no eyewitnesses to prove that, Christianity would have ended instantly.
那如果当时没有任何的证据，任何的事实表明耶稣基督确实从死里复活，当时耶稣基督传讲的这个天国的道就不会再流传了。
And yet here it is almost 2,000 years later.
但现在2000年以后，
people continuing to give their lives to Christ, believing in the gospel because Jesus proved that he is who he said.
那现在我们看到还有人愿意为我们的信仰舍弃自己的生命，福音还在四处宣扬，这是因为耶稣基督确实证明他是神。
So we can see the solid ground of fact and evidence that our faith is based on.
那大家现在可以领会到我们的信心是建立在坚实的事实和证据的基础上的。
What do the skeptics offer?
怀疑论者他们有什么样的证据呢？
Bald assertions.
他们只有他们自己的断言。
Empty words.
他们的空话。
No proofs.
没有任何的证据。
They were not there.
他们没有在那个地方去见识到耶稣基督的复活。
So why should anyone believe them rather than the eyewitnesses who wrote the New Testament?
和那些写圣经的当时的目击证人相比，我们应该相信谁的话呢？
So no one should let himself be troubled by the empty nonsense of these skeptics.
所以没有人应该相信这样的谎言。
What is really behind the skepticism?
为什么这些人愿意编造这样的谎言呢？
It is spiritual, not factual.
这是有属灵的背景，不只是关于事实。
The skeptics do not want to know the truth because that would mean they would have to bow the knee to Jesus and they would not be their own master anymore.
抵触圣经的人，他们不愿意接受事实，是因为他们不想去接受，因为他们不愿意顺服耶稣基督，他们愿意做自己生命的主。
And that is why, as Romans 1:18-25 tells us,
那这就是为什么在罗马书第1章18到25节告诉我们。
They suppress the truth and exchange the truth of God for the lie.
他们背叛真理，他们用虚假取代神的真理。
Our faith is not blind.
我们的信心不是盲目的。
It is the full commitment to Christ because he has given us the reasons to know that he is the Son of God risen from the dead.
我们愿意顺服耶稣基督，是因为耶稣基督向我们证明他是人子，他从死里复活了。
Those who deny it do so not because they do not have sufficient evidence, but because they do not want to believe it.
不愿意接受耶稣基督的人，并不是因为他们看不到这样的事实，是因为他们不愿意去看。
Let none of us be found among their number.
希望我们在座的大家没有任何人会去做那个阵营中的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Most Heavenly Father, we thank you that you alone among all those claiming to be the true God, you alone prove yourself through your Son, Jesus, whom you sent into the world to pay the price of our sins, to die on the cross that we may live.
我们的天父呀，我们非常感谢您在众多的宣称自己是神的人中，您是唯一一个证明了您是神的。您派了您的儿子来到我们中间。
The only true God who has power over time and over nature.
你是穿越时空的神。
And over death itself.
你也战胜了死亡。
Father, we thank you for showing forth the truth through your Son.
神啊, 我们感谢您通过您的儿子耶稣基督向我们传讲了这样的真道。
For those who are suppressing the truth, Lord, we pray that you will work in their hearts and bring them to the realization and admittance of the truth.
我们为那些抵挡真理的人祷告, 求您在他们心中做工, 看到您的大功。
And let us who believe be found to be faithful servants to you.
也求您让我们有坚实的信心, 可以一直侍奉您。
In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.